Well, the political parties have been continuing to roll out policies as the election campaign enters its seventh day. Sinn Féin has pledged to speed up the processing of asylum applications with a proposed new immigration management agency. At today's launch of the party's policy on migration, the party leader Mary Lou MacDonald was also asked about Gerard Hutch's possible candidacy for the upcoming general election. Ms. MacDonald said it was a matter for electoral law and condemned anyone involved in crime.
I represent the communities that suffer because of this so-called gangland warfare. I represent communities that have suffered the ravages of the heroin epidemic from the 1980s and all of the chapters thereafter. I roundly condemn Gerry Hutch or anybody else who is involved in crime, and in particular those that bring the misery and the heartache of drug addiction, drug enslavement, drug debt, and all of the violence that stems from that.
Well, meanwhile, Fianna Fáil were outlining plans to cut health charges. Here's the outgoing Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly.
Our manifesto outlines what we plan on doing next. It includes extending free GP care to all children up to the age of 12. We plan to halve the amount of money that families pay on their monthly medicines bill, bringing it to €40 a month. We plan to expand and roll out new services with funding allocated to implement vital strategies. These include in cancer care, stroke care, cardiac, trauma and palliative care.
Some snippets there from this morning's campaign launches. Let's get more from our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, immigration has been a difficult issue for the larger parties, including Sinn Féin. What has Mary Lou MacDonald been saying today?
Sinn Féin has a document out in which it's making a big proposal around setting up a new agency that would oversee the registration of people seeking international protection here, but also the accommodation and the enforcement of rules around it if people are found that they're not entitled to stay in the country. The party says that there should be more ways of returning them to their own country. There'd also be a greater use of state-owned accommodation rather than relying on the private sector. As well as that, Sinn Féin is talking about people from Ukraine living here. They believe that the temporary directive should end in March 2026 and that at that point people who need to stay here could seek international protection, but if they were from what they term a safe part of Ukraine, well, they should be assisted to return to the country. An interesting point too in relation to that recognition payment, that is the €800 monthly payment that people get for accommodating people from Ukraine, whether in their own home or in a second property. Sinn Féin is saying that it would phase that out or essentially ended for new applicants because they say it is putting people at a disadvantage who are trying to get a rented property. They have defended another proposal which was launched today, and that centres on EU citizens and citizens from the European Economic Area. Sinn Féin is suggesting, or at least beginning to look at, the possibility that those citizens should have to register here. They say this is done in other EU countries.
What about the other parties, Micheál? What have they been up to today?
Well, Fine Gael has spoken about ending the means test for the carer's allowance and also a new family carer payment of €325 a week. However, the ANTHU leader, Pather Tobin, saying that he doesn't believe the party should be trusted on this. He said in relatively recent times, the outgoing government rejected two opportunities to scrap that means test. And he said those within government, and he pointed to those in Fine Gael, have dual personalities on many issues and promises now. I think that is likely to become a theme in the period ahead. There's a clash too between Fianna Fáil and the Social Democrats. The Social Democrats launching its climate policies today, and it accused Fianna Fáil of not being honest with farmers about the scale of the transition that's going to be involved around climate, taking issue too with those commitments that Micheál Martin made at the Farm Centre earlier on in the week when he said that the nitrates derogation, it will be a top commitment to try and keep that. The Social Democrats saying that it looks highly unlikely based on scientific advice that that is possible.
Micheál, thank you very much. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent.